This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, it's actually good news that the globalists are so arrogant that they would try to run a corpse like Hillary, have her with epilepsy, brain tumors, lung cancer, reportedly, from our sources, falling down, has no idea what planet she's on, was totally ill, always doing, you know, one-person interviews on an airplane for 5 minutes. She can't even give a 10-minute speech without coughing, and she's up there just trying to sell us all these lies. It's emblematic, as I've said many times, that they're delusional. And I told you, Trump was 10 to 15 points, depending on the poll, in scientific polls, and even in mainstream polls, after the RNC. So they got freaked out, changed the methodology, and put him 10 points behind. But now he surged so much in some internal polls nationally, 15, 20 points ahead, that even with 15 points added, he's ahead by 5 points. This is a tsunami. This is a tidal wave. And even mainstream analysts, I'm going to cover it later, are now admitting it. So we told you, folks, and we told you there's election fraud. And they were going to federalize the election. And a month later, they announced they're doing it. We know what we're talking about. We know the enemy. We know that when two bombs go off and ISIS claims responsibility, it's terrorism. You're like, yeah, that's not very smart to know. I know. I know when the sun comes up, I can say, I get it. That's what I mean. This is not hard. Explosive language. Call the New York bombing terrorism already. That's what the Observer's saying. Absolutely right. But that's Donald Trump's son-in-law that owns that, so you get some reality. Oh, no. Trump is what was the word they were using? Trump is impulsive. No, he's decisive. Mr. Schroyer, what do you say, reporting from Forwards.com on the ground there in New York, what do you say about them claiming that he's compulsive when they announce bombs have gone off, to say bombs have gone off? I mean, are they trying to train us just that they're God and that words themselves are evil?
Well, and think about this. That's exactly what an ISIS terror-related group would want. They would want to attack and bomb and do all this stuff, and then have the American people or whoever it is they're attacking just sitting on their heels and waiting and thinking, oh, well, we don't know, you know. No, you have to have some level of impulse. You have to have some level of compulse here. Otherwise, you're going to get stepped all over. If you wait,
you've
got to
be
long,
decisive. It's like if a wildfire is coming. We had wildfires all over Austin 6 years ago that burned down tens of thousands of acres. Imagine if there's a wildfire coming a mile from your house and you wait for the government to tell you to evacuate. It's crazy. It's like it's a damn wildfire. It's a bombing. It's an attack.
Well, and think about this, Alex. We're in New York City. 15 years ago, the Twin Towers and Building 7 were brought down by what we were told are radical Islamic terrorists. Now, here we are 15 years later.
That was not terrorism.
Later.
Hillary says we're not allowed to say so. Sorry.
Exactly. 15 years later, just saying radical Islamic terror is a crime. So how do the American people not see right through this? How can you go in 15 years from radical Islamic terror bringing down 3 buildings in this city to now saying you can't say radical Islamic terror, that's the religion of peace? That's all happened in just this city alone, regardless of all the other attacks we've seen, people chanting Allah Akbar and then going around stabbing people. And, you know, they like Hillary says, Islam is a religion of peace. Okay, let's say there's 1 million Muslims on the planet, and let's say 5% of them are radical, okay? Well, guess what? Nobody yells, praise Jesus Christ, goes into a mall and stabs 20 people. Nobody yells, pray Jesus Christ or praise Buddha, and then blows themselves up in an act of terror. Okay? So there is
it is an Islamic trait to kill each other and to run around murdering for the religion. It's like we go have communion. Well, under Islam, you go blow people up.
Well, and what are you going to do if this continues? Are they going to continue to try to brush it under the rug? Are they going to continue to say it's not radical Islamic terror? Are they going to just make it passe? Are we just going to have to accept it?
Stay right there. We're going to come right back and talk more about what you expect to happen. Because Hillary's way behind now in polls. What's she going to pull?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Owen Schwoyer, one of our new great reporters at InfoWars, been a citizen reporter and activist for years out there. Has been here a few months doing a great job. He and the team are up in New York City, site of the terrorist bombing that ISIS has taken responsibility for. Another bomb went off in New Jersey. Other bombs were found. The communist mayor will not call it terrorism. The police have been ordered to say it isn't terrorism, despite the fact it is. But it's like if the moon rises at night and the media says, you're not allowed to call that the moon, I'm still going to call it the moon. This is a real exercise in mass mind control. Now, I want to be clear. Our own Pentagon has got a lot of patriots in it who 5 years ago refused to back Hillary and Obama in the overthrow of Syria. And they've since gone public. General Flynn, who advises Trump, has exposed the fact that Obama and Hillary are basically funding and arming al-Qaeda. Its new name is ISIS. Its new country is called Islamic State. But that's an al-Qaeda, Wahhabi, a Saudi Arabian state, part of Iraq, part of Syria. And thanks to the military exposing it and InfoWars and our listeners exposing it and Rand Paul and others coming out exposing it in Congress, we know about it. It was about to be a big ceasefire that the Russians had brokered by all sides that was going to start at midnight last night. But magically, 60-plus Syrian regular army troops and their tanks got blown up and killed in a key battle where al-Qaeda slash ISIS was being defeated. And so now al-Qaeda is back on the offensive, known as ISIS, and Russia is saying it was staged by the U.S. To kill the ceasefire. Now, Russia is very clear. They say the criminal elements of our government backing radical Islam. And that is exactly what is going on there. So we'll talk more about that coming up. But everywhere you turn, Obama has been aiding ISIS and al-Qaeda. That's why Trump properly said, Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS. She ran Libya. She ran it all. We've got a big story tomorrow on Libya breaking at InfoWars.com. And this deals with leaks. This is a big story. I'm just going to leave it there. My phones are so tapped. And everything we do is so tapped, it's already known. But this is coming out tomorrow, and it deals with Hillary. And the fact that Hillary, this even came out at the time, but now we have the proof, total proof, Hillary had Gaddafi trying to give up completely, follow every Western demand, turn the country over, but they wanted to wreck it and turn Islamic State loose to kill everybody and wreck the country and create a failed state. So the negotiator with Hillary that was on the phone with Gaddafi is coming on the show this week. And we have all the documents. It's going to be a big deal. Just like we told you a month ago, Hillary's falling down all the time and having epileptic seizures, the Secret Service told us. They got special wheelchair access to her vehicles. We have all the video now. It's all been admitted. We don't make this up. We're the people that will have the whistleblowers on. And the establishment hasn't gotten up to the point yet of being willing to kill me or set me up or arrest me for whistleblowing because I've got so many good people in the government to back us and so many citizens to back us. I'm a radio host. I'm not like Snowden running off, you know, in the middle of the night to Hong Kong. And I don't blame him, but you know, where could he go? He had to go to the media. We're here. We're exposing the globalists. We're defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. All right, going back to our reporter on the street in New York, where do you think all of this is going? What do you think Hillary's going to do when she's way behind in the polls, even the Cook polls she's behind? What is she going to pull? My big concern is they can't cover up all their jihad attacks. They can't cover up the imploding economy, the open borders. They can't cover up what's happening with the dollar. What is Hillary going to do? What is the establishment going to do? Because we got the new Colin Powell emails from Bohemian Grove with the Republican establishment hating Trump, just proving how real he is.
Well, you know, they can manipulate big events like 9/11 or, you know, ending the ceasefire in Syria. They have the power to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, if they bring in these radical Islamic terrorists, then they're kind of, you know, people call them lone wolves or whatever you want to call them, but then they don't have control over them. Then they're doing stuff, and we can actually get to the bottom of it, and we can show what they're doing. So we've seen their response. Deny, 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 and then bring in more of them, bring in more of them, bring in more of them, telling us they're the religion of peace. But as far as what Hillary's going to do moving forward, we knew that she was getting crushed in the polls. Where else do you need proof, okay? She gets nobody at her rallies. She gets nobody at her press conferences. You can't find her supporters on the street. Trump gets tens of thousands of people anytime he goes. Even Bernie Sanders, Alex, spoke yesterday for Hillary Clinton and had 150 people there. Bernie Sanders went from filling arenas. Now he's only got 150 people because he's supporting Hillary Clinton. So she is absolutely just falling apart at the seams. I don't know what she can do. It's like it gets crazier every day. A bombing happens. She denies it's a bombing. I mean, who could predict that? Who could predict such an outrageous thing to come out of a presidential candidate's mouth? Who could say Islam is a religion of peace when it's almost a monthly event now? Someone yells Allah Akbar and stabs somebody to death.
Owen Troyer, does this show that the establishment's mentally ill and thinks they're magic and control reality? Because all they're doing is discrediting themselves, A, and then B, what happens if Hillary actually steals the election and gets in and then ends up being an invalid and, you know, not coming out but every 6 months or something?
You know, I'm not really sure what happens if Hillary wins because I don't think the American public is going to buy that. I really don't see how the American public can buy that. And I don't see how she can even serve. She's clearly not fit to serve. So maybe they just, you know, who knows? Maybe she dies off or something and Tim Kaine comes in and takes over. But like I said, first of all, they're going to have to pull the mask over everyone in America and say Hillary won this because nobody is buying that whatsoever. And I would have to say, absolutely, these people are mentally deranged. If you think that you're going to come in and try to take down America and not get backlash from the American citizens, you have to be mentally deranged. Absolutely. These people have psychotic ambitions of world power. When you say corrupt elements of the United States government are the ones destabilizing the world, they're working with the same corrupt elements in Europe, okay, in China. They're all working together to destabilize.
It's a criminal element that is using this to suppress the domestic populations. Absolutely. And we even have declassified documents. We have the emails now, which shows good people inside our own government are actually leaking info. And I love seeing the whole surveillance grid being used against the establishment. That's got to be really freaking them out.
Well, and it's like they have to know this now. Maybe they thought that they had the hearts and the minds of America already won over. Maybe they thought that they already had us as brainwashed as they needed all of us to be, and they got so brazen and so open, and with the media and with politicians speaking, it's, you know, starting to turn on them. People are starting to wake up. But again, the question for me is, who do you think they will blame first for what happened in New York? Do you think that they will blame Islamic terror, or do you think they'll blame a pressure cooker?
Well, it actually said it's a pressure cooker explosion, not a bomb.
Cooker's fault, yeah.
And the Fraternal Order of Police, the biggest police organization in the country, has come out and endorsed Trump. Hillary didn't even seek their endorsement. to show how Joker-like she is. I mean, what does that tell you, Owen?
Well, and it's like what Dinesh D'Souza said today. You know, the Democrats are looking here and they're saying that Trump is the problem. Trump is the problem. But Trump is actually pointing to the real issues in the country. They can attack Trump all day. Trump is not the one.
By the way, I know we've hammered this, but let's all just sit back calmly. In fact, we have that queued up with Hillary saying the bombing, and then the media criticizes that they said the bombing, because we played it earlier. Think about this. She comes out in a press conference and says, we had a bombing, and Trump is wrong to call it a bombing. We actually have her last night talking to a reporter saying this, and you're like, this is so crazy that Trump is now to blame for the bombing, for calling it a bombing when it's a bombing. It's next level insanity.
Well, they've been trying to tell us that the sky is green and grass is blue for a long time. But, you know, if you even look at Hillary when she makes these statements, I mean, she looks either like an inch away from death or drugged out of her mind. It's one of those two.
Well, that's the headline. Yeah, a frail-looking Hillary hits Trump for calling NYC attack bombings after doing the same. And that's mainstream news saying that. I mean, this is reaching Cocoa for Cuckoo Puffs level, where I don't even... Is this even real? I mean, am I in a dream? Is this the Matrix? I mean, thank you, Owen. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Raising the national debt does not raise the national debt.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You heard Obama. Raising the debt does not raise the debt. 2 + 2 does not equal 4. You did not build your business. You can keep your doctor. Obamacare is free. Then Obamacare was the cost of a cable bill. The IRS was not there and would not take penalties of up to $5,000 a year out of your bank account. It's happening all over the country now. You know you were lied to. And now, Hillary says the bombing today in New York was not a bombing. And Trump was wrong to call it a bombing. The bombing was not a bombing. The bombing was not a bombing. This is who you're trying to elect. I mean, Hillary is an international war criminal involved in so many crimes my head spins. It isn't about Hillary or Trump or these personalities. Hillary is the establishment. Hillary is so evil. What is wrong with supposed Democrats that would support this woman? And then all the weird gay rallies around the country that I see on the news saying Trump's a homophobe, when Trump was doing interviews with The Advocate, the biggest gay newspaper in the country, and calling for equal rights 30 years ago when no one else was. I mean, he's known for being, I mean, conservatives should have a problem with him for being too liberal. My point is it isn't reality. Bombings are bombings, ladies and gentlemen.
To Hillary Clinton called the incident a bombing, the Clinton mouthpiece media then slammed Donald Trump for calling the incident a bombing.
I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey.
Secretary, do you have any reaction to the fact that Donald Trump immediately upon taking the stage tonight called the explosion in New York a bomb?
Bombings in New York. Bombings.
We played the full 2-minute clip earlier. She goes on to say, yeah, he's, where's the quote? I actually wrote it down. Here it is. She said that we had to play the full clips up on Infowars.com, that he was, basically somebody that just jumped in, made stuff up. No, it's a bombing. I mean, that's what happened. And then you admit it's a bombing, but then they say it's wrong that Donald Trump's calling it a bombing right after you call it a bombing. I mean, this is so simple, so ridiculous. It actually makes my head hurt that we've gotten to this point. Now, I want to go to some other video clips here, because there's a bunch of them. We have Meet the Press cuts to commercial. And we've checked their clock. We've checked when they were supposed to go to commercial. They weren't supposed to. As Trump spokeswoman attacks Clinton. And in the Meet the Press interview featuring Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kathleen Conway, Sunday, in which she tore apart Clinton campaign moments before her feed was cut off. It's like when Trump got up and said Hillary's the founder of ISIS, they cut his feed. Then it happened 2 or 3 other times. This is the level of censorship, and the show is run by former top Democrat White House operatives. So this is how stupid they think we are. Let's go ahead and play that clip. The full video is on Infowars.com.
And Hillary Clinton has changed her mind. You just told her running mate, this woman, you very legitimately said she didn't hit him. Hillary Clinton has these twin pillar problems of transparency and trustworthiness, and she's done nothing to put to rest either one with all these days to go. I would argue that somebody who's not particularly liked and not particularly trusted by the public, as Hillary Clinton is not, really has nowhere to go. I mean, don't they feel trapped that the polls are tightening now, that we're out there giving our message directly to the voters, and they're running 22...
Driscoll Health Plan introduces StarKid, the plan for children with special needs. Our service coordinators will offer you one-on-one help to develop a care plan as unique as your child. The right doctors, the right...
These coalitions.
Well, all right, let's pause.
Are we going
to... Let's back up a minute. So we cut it a little bit short because they actually got us several minutes of ads. But right during the middle of it, they put some medical ad up about doctors, and then they come back to her after they basically shut her down. Now, the next clip I want to get to is up on InfoWars.com. We posted this Friday. A five-year-old could tell this was satire. It was Joe Biggs' idea. Maybe 5% of what we do is satire. And it's the voice in Hillary's earpiece reveal. InfoWars uncovers the man behind Hillary Clinton's earpiece. And it's Joe Biggs, and it's Mr. Schroyer, the reporter we're just talking to, make a joke about all the crazy stuff she's done, barking like a dog and doing other weird stuff during speeches she's given. So we get a comedy piece. Facebook suspended Joe Biggs' account, suspended other accounts that ran it, and sent us messages saying, you're putting out misleading news. Then we had commenters on InfoWars saying, this is satire, don't deceive us. Listen, if you're so stupid that you think a drone actually landed to get Hillary's earpiece, and you think Joe Biggs is telling her to bark like a dog, I'm sorry, tune out of the show. Okay? Now, I know that's trolls doing it. I know most of the audience got it. 90% of people loved it. But this is satire about her having her staff in the WikiLeaks and in the FBI files and in the FBI interviews admit they have hammers by their sides to destroy their cell phones and computers if they get raided. That's the whole point of the piece. Here it is.
All right, Madam Secretary, can you hear me? Just nod if you can hear me. Okay, good. All right, Secretary Clinton, you are in Selma, Alabama. These people are not going to react to your New York accent. I need you to tone it down and use that really thick southern accent you've learned from living in Arkansas. All right, come on.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from.
All right, Secretary Clinton, you and I both know that those lives of the people that died in Benghazi don't even matter. They're hammering you right now. Just say, what difference does it make? At this point, what difference does it make?
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
All right, you're kind of drawing this whole thing out a little too far. Let's go on ahead and change it up. Bark like a dog. Not like a ferocious dog, but like a chihuahua. Give me a...
You know?
Yeah. I think we should just raise taxes on the middle class, but, you know, I'm not the one running for...
We are going to raise
Wait. No. Secretary Clinton, no!
Make what we've got work really well and improve it and get the costs out of...
Oh, I'm sorry. Upward spiral.
Upward spiral. Now, I want to mention two other things.
Last week it was reported on InfoWars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
That was a damn InfoWars reporter. They're asking about your emails. Deny.
Yeah, it's totally untrue.
Okay. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was close. All right, you and I both know this is an extremely boring press conference. Let's just act like we're super into it. Whoa, tone it down. That's way too much. You just have a seizure? Everyone's going to be thinking that you had a seizure.
That's enough. See the second half, satire, which means it's a joke, but it's hilarious. Great job, Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew with that one. The exciting conclusion of it's up on InfoWars.com. But I'm going to come back into the amazing poll numbers where Trump is not a wave, not a surge, but a tsunami of victory. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So when bombs go off, there's explosions.
Another time.
People get hurt. It's not a bombing.
In the age of wonder.
And you built your business?
Another.
You didn't do it. Make a touchdown? You didn't do it, have you? Write a great book? You didn't do it. Swipe your ass? You didn't do it. Obama did.
Chris cracked
with his tongue.
You are receiving this transmission. You are.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. I'm just really getting tired of it.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's get serious here and cover some of the really good positive news that's going on. First off, we have developed more than 25 in the last 4 years super high-powered supplements, nutraceuticals that are game changers. Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine, Lung Cleanse. We've got BioTrue, Selenium. Nobody else has got selenium at this quality, this level from the mustard seed, at this dose, and it should be $50. It's $19.95. We've got so many great deals at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We're running a special until Wednesday, and it's over. 20% off our flagship product, Super Male and Super Female Vitality. It's classic known herbs for thousands of years, concentrated, cold-pressed, so they don't lose their bioavailability. And all I know is it works incredibly well. Third-party supplement sites that review stuff absolutely love it. It's got 4.5 stars out of 1,400-plus reviews at Power Reviews. Nobody has got a male enhancement like this. Libido, stamina, energy. 1,471 reviews. Go to the sites. Look it up yourself. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have one other special that's going to end the next few days. That's because it's going to sell out. We have red, camouflage, and blue, made in America, limited edition, knockoffs, and I say knockoffs, and they're not copies. We can legally do it. Trump's fine with it. Make America Free Again hats. And I told you it was a limited edition. We're almost out of them. So I'm doing a sale. Made in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the hats cost us $9 a piece. They're $14.98. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And that's where you find the water filtration, the air filtration, the books, the films, the videos, thousands of great items, shortwave radios, amazing solar panel systems and control units, the most cutting edge, lowest price we can find. Whatever our team does research on and I use and I think is the best, we're constantly updating, is sold at InfoWarsStore.com or simply call toll free 888-253-3139. But try Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality for yourself today and find out why it's such an amazing product and why it's so popular. But regardless, you're supporting the transmission, and we need your support more than ever because of the fact we're trying to expand. We've got reporters traveling the country and the world. It's really expensive. Everything we're doing is having a huge effect. It is a win-win. So I want to thank all of our supporters. Whether you link to our stories, or whether you buy the products, or whether you pray for us, or whether you spread the word about the podcast, or tell people about local AM and FM affiliates, or become local sponsors there, all of it is moving the world. You can see that InfoWars is having a bigger and bigger effect every day, and it's because of you and our great team. So I want to thank you all. Now, I mentioned these polls, but let's get into some of these numbers. And I want to explain something. When I read these stories, I call politicos, libertarians, Democrats, Republicans I know. I talk to people that are the national pollsters, and I tell them off record, tell me the truth. And I get a very clear picture across the board of what's really happening. Not the big polls they push that you see on the news every night, but what the corporations, the banks, the political parties are actually paying to have real polls. There's fake polls they're paying for as well to create perception. Oh, look, Hillary's 30 points ahead. Hillary's 50 points ahead. I made the joke of why not saying she's 5,000 points ahead. I mean, you can only say she's 100% ahead if she got every voter in America. 335 million Americans, you'd say Hillary got 100%. That's impossible. 100% don't vote. You get 60% turnouts in national elections. 40-something percent turnouts in off years. So every 2 years, you get 40-something percent. Then every four, when it's a national election, you get 60, 61, 62, 65 is about as high as it's ever gotten. So it's impossible to say she could get 100%. But see, the New York Times just a month ago was saying Hillary had a 95% chance of winning. Then it dropped down to 90. I checked the New York Times, and it said 87% chance last week. In fact, let's go to the New York Times right now for TV viewers. A lot of folks are watching us at InfoWars.com/show. You can go there, and let's see if it's dropping more. It creates a perception. And that way, they can say, oh, 95%, oh, 87%, oh, 85%, hoping you believe it's a foregone conclusion, hoping you buy the propaganda, hoping you go to sleep, hoping you shut up. But see, as he surges way ahead, they've got to start hedging their bets. Okay, 85, 70, 55, oh, he's going to win. How much do you want to bet that on the day Hillary loses, November 8th, they've got Trump winning? Latest election poll, they've got Donald J. Trump at 42, Hillary at 44. Well, that's another poll. They've got one on their front page every day on their news feed they sent out, because I subscribe to it, that shows on their front page 80-something percent chance Trump's going to lose. Everybody's seen it. And sure, the real polls they've got that are still spins have him losing. Do a Control-F Trump. Search, you'll find it. Have him only losing by 2 points. But all the other polls show him nationally, CNN polls, L.A. Times polls, Rasmussen polls, Bloomberg polls, 6 to 7 to 8 points ahead with a margin of error of 3 points. Donald Trump is ahead with a margin of error by 3 points at least, even in these Cook polls, with Reuters and others adding 10 to 15% more Democrats in the demographic they poll. So with that said, we have a former member of the KGB, I have a clip of this, coming out and saying, don't buy the propaganda. Don't buy the lies. And John Bowne actually breaks this down in a very powerful report. Hillary Clinton has a campaign of globalist demoralization. Don't believe it. And I really want to air this report, but I've got another report that's even more important I want to air after the break. We'll see how much time we have. But let's go ahead and go through these polls. This is the Daily Caller. 2 weeks ago, some pundits began talking about Trump's surge. Suddenly, the surge is looking like a full-fledged wave. Trump's polling surge is now a wave. I call it a tsunami. In one battleground after another, the billionaire real estate mogul is opening up a lead over Hillary Clinton or making that state's race competitive again. Here's how beating Clinton in several of the latest polls, and then they go over. In Ohio, in Florida, in Iowa. And let's talk about those actual poll numbers. Black voters are turning from Clinton to Trump in new poll. That's the New York Post. Same thing. Hillary had a 20-plus percent lead in D.C. It's now a 5% lead. I mean, in places that are Democrat-owned, she's only got 5-point leads when they were 20-plus point leads just a month ago. Trump saw a 16.5% point increase in backing from African-American votes in Los Angeles Times, University of Southern California tracking poll, up from 3.1% in September to 19.6% Friday. That's only because the L.A. Times and others were discrediting themselves, putting out fake polls where they were only sampling Democrats, it came out. So now they know his landslide is so huge that claiming he's losing isn't going to work. So now they're just putting out real polls. There hasn't been a Republican since Ronald Reagan got more than 15%. In the most liberal area of the country, he's getting 19+. See? This is only them now saving face because they know it's a landslide for Trump. They know she's collapsing physically and figuratively. Let's continue. Race tightens in U.S. Electoral College vote. Reuters basically admits what Roger Stone told us 4 days ago. He's a top analyst. He's winning the Electoral College now. That's Reuters. But CBS tries to spin it. They just say they're tied in battleground states. Tied in battleground states. No, he's 6 to 10, 15 points ahead, you name it, in battleground states.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. It's the time.
All right, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And Lord willing, all I know is he'll be here tomorrow. Or this planet may not be here tomorrow. Who knows? All the crazy stuff going on. But I'll be here, hopefully, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Hope you're going to be here with us. Had a lot of big guests this week. A lot of special reports coming out. Want to take your phone calls as well. A lot of other news I didn't get to. Obama enlists Republican Kasich to push TPP trade deal, which again is a transfer of our power to multinationals outside of Congress, outside of the power of the people. That's out of the Hill, and Reuters is also reporting that. Black Lives Matter leader calls for greater police presence after being robbed. This is a guy that bitches about the police all day and wants them out of his neighborhood at the University of Houston. But since he got robbed, he wants the police there. There's just no end to it. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, black police officers, senior police officers, suing Black Lives Matter and Soros for inciting race war, which Soros' own emails show they are doing. So that is all happening. People think America is in a trance. They think we're done. They want to play us all off against each other. The truth is, no matter what color you are or where you're from, if you care about free market, you care about leading your own life and having low taxes and promoting American values, you should become an American. But the globalists want to bring people here and turn them against the country and create a divide and conquer and have the nation implode. And that's why we have to expose globalism, because it's about foreign multinationals conquering this country and turning it into a greater engine of tyranny. And to a great extent, we've been conquered. And I'm here trying to kick the globalist occupiers out. That's the group I'm anti. I'm not anti-government. I'm not anti-anybody. But I'm anti-social engineers coming in here and playing games, because the country is so obsessed with entertainment, we're in a trance. So that's part of the news I wanted to cover today. I got to most of it. I want to air this special report, because Hillary talked about, look at how somebody actually behaves. Look at their fruits. Look at what they've said in the past. And so I wanted to look back on just some of the crimes of Hillary Clinton. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Well, the crime boss, Hillary Rodham Clinton, came out today and said that we should judge basically everybody, not just Donald Trump, off of what they originally actually said and basically did. That we should go off somebody's original record. Here's the clip.
In recent weeks, he's tried to restrain himself and clean up his image. But as Maya Angelou once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
So she's demonizing Donald Trump because he questioned Barack Obama's birth certificate and the fact that Barack Obama, when he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review, said in his bio that he was born in Kenya. But Trump said, okay, hey, you were born in America, let's just move on. But since Hillary brought up the past, let's look at the past. Let's look at what she originally said, what she originally did. In her college thesis, she was a pen pal with Saul Alinsky, who wrote Rules for Radicals, who was an admitted communist and basically one of the ideological leaders of the Weathermen, who, of course, were also advisors to Obama. And he pledged his book to Lucifer. And he talked about deceiving the public, overthrowing America, going after Christians, creating basically a hell on earth. And there was sweet little Hillary being groomed all along and pen pals with him and writing her thesis on how wonderful Saul Alinsky was. After college, Hillary went on to represent child molesters in court and, you know, made jokes about how she couldn't believe guilty people could pass lie detector tests.
He was one of them. Wasn't going to make a living on the land he was trying to run. Ended up starting to get working. Of course, he claimed that he did all this stuff. He took a lot of things to us. I have to call her. And she passed. Forever destroyed my faith in college.
Then she got thrown off of the Watergate investigative committee because she was caught fabricating evidence against Richard Nixon. I mean, this girl was involved in the dirtiest of the dirt from the moment she got out of the gate. Then she hitched her wagon to William Jefferson Clinton, and her star began to rise. Oh, there were cattle future scams and swindling old folks out of their property in Arkansas with whitewater deals. There were CIA airfields at MENA and cocaine admittedly being flown in and the Clintons overseeing the whole operation. There were over 100 murders, now known as Arkanside, where enemies of the Clintons were killed. But don't worry, the Arkansas medical examiner, Fannie Malik, said it's totally normal to chop your arms, your legs, and your head off in a suicide. But once Hillary Clinton became co-president in 1993, the horror only intensified. She launched wars against the Serbs to bring in jihad armies out of Albania. She bombed TV stations with depleted uranium and bragged that she's the one that got Clinton to go ahead and pull the trigger. She supported the most incredible sanctions, basically doubling what George Herbert Walker Bush had done, even stopping shipments of food into Iraq. And over a 500,000 children died. But her own Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, her confidant, her mentor, told
60 Minutes that it was a good price to pay a half million dead kids.
We have heard that a half a million children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
Now, if I try to chronicle all the crimes committed by the Clintons when they were in the White House for 8 years, we'll be here for 10 hours. So let me just skip past all the stuff that happened and Monica Lewinsky and the Chinese generals in the White House and our missile secrets being transferred to the communist Chinese and national sovereignty being sold out and our jobs being sold out with NAFTA and GATT and how the Clintons engineered getting rid of the Glass-Steagall Act to allow big mega banks to create all this counterfeit money and derivatives. Let's just forget about all that. Let's fast forward to what they've been doing in the last decade, launching their big giant foundation. And we have the emails where she sold access to the Chinese president, where she sold access through the State Department to change U.S. policy if donors would give her money.
Phone calls to Huma Abedin, to other people in the State Department, from donors to the Clinton Foundation, asking for meetings, asking for access. True or false?
First of all, there's no question there were phone calls made to get appointments for people, but Mohammed Yunus, a Nobel laureate, Melinda Gates, I mean, these are people that any Secretary of State would have seen, courtesy appointments and others.
Business people.
There were also business people. There's no question about that. But
and then we learn, thanks to all the different hacked emails, which she admits are real, that she sent people dressed as Bernie Sanders supporters to attack Trump rallies so she could blame both Trump and Sanders. Then she stole the nomination. And even CNN and the Associated Press admitted that it was the super PACs. It was the big donors. It was the super delegates who actually decided who would be the nominee. And now that she's stolen the nomination, she's eyeing stealing the general election because she's way behind even in these polls. Even in places like D.C., where she was 20-something points ahead of Trump, she's only a few points ahead of him now. She's in free fall. So the big question is, this woman that tells us, look at what somebody said first, look at what they did first, look at their record.
But as Maya Angelou once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
Before we start celebrating the fact that Hillary Clinton is in free fall and that the mainstream media has been totally discredited trying to cover up her collapse in New York on 9/11, before we celebrate that, you have to understand, the crime syndicate behind Hillary isn't going to give up power easily. They know nationalism is rising in Russia and with the Brexit and with what's happening now here in the United States with Donald Trump. So they're throwing everything they can against Trump and the nationalist movement. False flags, race riots, you name it. George Soros is turning up the heat. The Ford Foundation just gave $100 million to Black Lives Matter. This is the time for vigilance. This is the time to be focused. This is the time to be praying that this republic be restored. But with Hillary, we see this sickening bloodlust, this bloodthirst, where she brags about creating a failed state in Libya and coming and seeing and Gaddafi dying and then organizing al-Qaeda to then become ISIS and invade Syria and target Christians and then not let them get out of the country, but bring the actual Sunni invaders into the United States. The truth is, Hillary Clinton wants to mount America's head on the wall. Hillary Clinton wants to dominate this republic. Hillary Clinton is an enemy, a domestic enemy, and an agent of globalism. And if this republic is to survive, Hillary Clinton must fall. The good news is, Providence has always shown that when the people take action, do the right thing, and take those first steps, God will carry us historically the rest of the way. And the hand of doom, as we see her deteriorate on a daily basis, has already reached Hillary Rodham Clinton.
This is the heart of 1776.
Over Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.